Online shopping boomed during 2020 as fewer people were willing or able to visit brick-and-mortar stores. As of last month, online spending was up nearly 40% from the same time in 2019. Along with that came an increased demand for shipping services like FedEx, UPS, the Post Office, and, of course, Amazon. We're looking at some of the ways those companies have adapted to get through the year, especially the busy holiday season, and what it means for the future of how we get our stuff. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How did your shopping habits change during the pandemic? How did you ship things this holiday season? Did things get there on time? Do you have a favorite way to ship? If you own a business yourself, how have you handled these issues? And if you work in the industry, do you do deliveries for one of these companies or the Postal Service? What was life like for you in 2020? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Venky Shankar is professor of marketing and the director of research at the Center for Retailing Studies at the Texas A&M University's Mays Business School. Venky, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Can you talk about the change, first of all, and how we bought stuff, how much more we ordered? This was not just a little blip, right?
Right. I think this 2020 is a year that will go down in history as one of the, we had a black swan event, the COVID-19 pandemic, but also it dramatically reshaped retailing forever. And we ended up, as you rightly pointed out at the beginning, our holiday shopping went up by about 2% in overall. That's brick and mortar and online combined. But what was remarkable is the transition to e-commerce, digital or online shopping. And we all learned how to shop from the comfort of our couch for virtually everything, including groceries, including every bit of electronics, durables, everything that we were used to purchasing in the store. We learned how to purchase online. So that was the biggest shift. And a lot of companies really were not prepared for this. Some of them transitioned very well. Some of them really learned it over time, and some of them perished. So it's a very, very interesting and important year.
Talk about those growing pains some on both ends, I guess. Supply chain, as a store, can I get the stuff that the people are ordering from me? And then part two, can I get it to them in a timely fashion? What kind of roadblocks did we see companies running into?
Yeah, that was the biggest challenge during the holiday season, because we transition our shopping to ordering from online, either picking up a curbside or getting a delivered door. And most of the retailers and the shippers were not completely prepared for the deluge in orders. And to just give you an example of how hard it was for the shippers, UPS overshot by 15%. They hired more workers. They had to finally tell the retailers that, you know, there's a limit on your shipping. Finally, they managed to hit that 15%. But other companies like FedEx, they reached the max. USPS, of course, they had to also deal with the election ballots and other issues, financial issues that they were facing. So they were really struggling to meet the demand. And what is interesting and important, Rob, is that the returns this year has gone up significantly, because we ordered a lot online. And as you know, when we order online, we end up ordering things that we may not want it later. We may order the wrong things, or the supply chain might supply it wrongly. All of this lead to an increased amount of returns. In fact, we're predicting about 70 billion returns. And we'll know at the end of this month, because most retailers are offering returns until the end of this month. So this is another unprecedented set of events, returns, together with the challenges in shipping.
Talking to Venky Shankar, professor of marketing at Texas A&M University. We're looking at 2020, the year in shopping and the year in shipping, how we bought stuff and how it got to us. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Did you make the transition to online shopping for the first time ever last year, or did you pick up in intensity, or did you go all curbside where you could? How did you buy? What did you buy? And if you're on the other side of things, if you work in a company that ships things or carries the things that are shipped, love to hear from you and what some of the growing pains were, how you got a handle on it, if you ever did. And are you still waiting for some maybe Christmas gifts to show up? 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Thank you. We haven't said the A word yet. Amazon, already big, obviously bigger now, I think. There's a distribution center next to where I buy my groceries, and sometimes it seems like 90% of the traffic is a Prime van.
Absolutely. Amazon, the 800-pound gorilla of retailing, they grew bigger and bigger during 2020. The go-to retailer in Amazon benefited from a lot of surge in shopping, and they were prepared and they made some bold moves. For example, they hired 100,000 more workers during the pandemic. And today, Amazon has got about 1.2 million employees. That represents almost a doubling of their workforce from where they started at the end of 2019. And what is interesting is Amazon shifted its Prime Day from the summer to the beginning of October. So they effectively changed the holiday shopping pattern to what we used to see as spikes during Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday to a 4 month long or maybe 3 month long shopping season. And that actually boosted Amazon and also challenged a lot of other retailers, including Walmart.
And we've seen Amazon kind of move the needle in many ways on what people expect on shipping, the free 2 day shipping, I think, for Prime members. How much pressure does that put on, you know, a store like Walmart, which also wants to have a big online presence, or other online retailers to keep up with what Amazon is offering?
Absolutely. Amazon has always been the trendsetter. They set the bar in terms of speed of shipping and the accuracy of shipping. And they even wanted to give the same day delivery service to many places, overnight shipping. But because of the surge in demands during the pandemic, they were delayed because they were to rely on the UPS and the FedEx of the world. So much so that Amazon has now shifted a lot into their own shipping. As you know, today they announced bought purchase of 11 Boeing planes from Delta Airlines mainly. And so they are going to handle their own shipping, and they are really up the ante for all the other retailers. But Walmart, on the other hand, has its own strengths. Because Walmart is located close to most of where the U.S. population is, I believe almost 90% of the U.S. population lives, between 0 to 20 miles of a Walmart store. And because of that, they could attempt deliveries to some of the households, and also you could do some pickups closer to them. And I'm glad you live closer to a Amazon distribution center, or the fulfillment center, as they call it, but Amazon has been proliferating those centers also to meet their demand. In sum, I think Amazon has changed the game in shipping, and they've made free shipping almost an expectation on the part of the customers, and also even 2 day, 1 day, and same day shipping is going to become the trend going forward. And that's the extent to which Amazon shaped the shipping and the expectations of the customers.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Karen is with us in Rice Lake. Karen, hello.
Hi. While my Amazon things have been delivered on time and everything, I just got a package today that was sent to arrive for Christmas. It just arrived today, 3.5 weeks later than we expected it, from Massachusetts. But that was sent through the U.S. Postal Service.
Karen, thanks for that
call. I'm
really
sorry to hear that, Karen.
Yeah, well, but Becky, you were talking about, you know, the Postal Service had the challenge of ballots, higher demand. There were also some budget and service cuts earlier in the year. And I read this today. I didn't know this. Well, you said UPS could say, all right, we can't take any more deliveries from you. FedEx could say that, too. The Postal Service can't say that, and those deliveries that FedEx and UPS weren't taking were going to the Postal Service. They had just this, like, triple or quadruple hit on them straining their services this year.
Absolutely. I think I'm sorry to again hear about Karen's experience, but at least she did get it.
Yes.
And hopefully she got it in good condition. I think this has been a lesson for a lot of retailers, a lot of shippers, as well as consumers, because one of the things that shoppers have to do planning for the next year is order ahead, because we are not going to expect to see a tremendous improvement in this shipping situation next year, too, unless we see a lot of shippers and also a lot of employees hired for this purpose. So this is something that we'll all have to face once again as we come to 2021.
Thanks for that call. Glad you got your package. Venky Shankar is with us right now, professor of marketing at Texas A&M, looking at how the retail shipping business is handling higher demand since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do shipping times figure into where and how you shop online? Do you have a preferred way to get stuff? Fan of Amazon? Do you avoid it? If you look for other options, can that be a challenge? If you're on the business side of things, either a retailer yourself or if you work in getting things from point A to point B, love to hear from you. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we're picking up our talk with Venky Shankar, marketing professor at Texas A&M University, expert on retail. We're talking about how shipping companies adapted to a rise in online shopping this year and the options people have to ship their packages. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's go back to your calls. Rick is with us in Bangor. Rick, hi.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
What do you want to tell us about, Rick?
Well, I work for a mail courier, a contract with the United States Postal Service. And we pick up mostly commercial, and we were quite busy. It's amazing. I mean, it's done. So... I don't know what to say.
Gotcha. Rick, thanks a lot for the call. So, Rick, contracting with the Postal Service, Venky, and I guess companies can, or the Postal Service, can have a little flexibility by using contractors like Rick to help expand into it. It sounds like Rick was busy this last year, Venky.
Absolutely. Rick, first of all, big thank you to you because of contract workers like you. We've been able to get our packets in time, or at least, if not, you know, before the holidays, at least after the holidays. And I think, you know, more and more we are going to see people like you helping out with the shipping and delivery. We talked about USPS's problems. We also talked about UPS's problems. I myself had a lot of packages delivered to me by non-employees of these companies. And I did engage in some conversations with some of the delivery people whom I respect a lot. And they did say that they've been asked to, you know, support and supplement their existing employees. So I can imagine how difficult it must have been. But we made it. We did manage to get deliveries. I myself got some deliveries late. But I think this would have taught us some lessons going forward.
Rick, thanks a lot for that call. We'll go to Scott with us now in West Allis. Scott, hi.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon. Being a longtime employee of a overnight shipping company, Christmas can be very challenging. But most of the people are very happy to see you come down their driveway. I've gotten cookies and cards and things like that from longtime customers. But I do have a pet peeve about some of these stops that I made when you have to go way out of your way, like 12 to 13, 14 miles outside of your normal delivery range in a town, let's say Boscobel or West Allis or something, just to get a package delivered. That's fine. But when you get to a stop and they come out and they go, oh, we're so happy to see you. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm like, what do you mean you'll see me tomorrow? Oh, I just got off the computer and ordered a whole bunch more. so I had to do the whole thing all over again, and then it becomes a routine. But that's fine. You know, people are excited to see me and stuff like that. And I've built a lot of relationships over the 35 years. So that's just a pet peeve of mine.
All right. So or you're saying, Scott, we should save it up just like if we were going to the grocery store, make a list and order it all at once?
Yes, exactly right. Well, kind of space it out a little bit so it's not a daily thing.
Gotcha. Scott, thank you so much. Well, Becky, and this is a way I think we're changing the way we shop without those shipping fees and things like that. The idea of, oh, I'll just pop online and order one thing seems like less of a big deal than it used to be.
Yes, I think, Scott, first of all, hats off to you for making that, going out of your way to make those trips and being very cheerful about the relationships and the smiles that you have. And unfortunately, we could see a lot of smiles this time because people were wearing masks. However, I try to greet as many people as possible as I saw in my driveway. But one of the challenges that, Rob, you brought out is that we've become a society where we're impulsively ordering a lot of things piecemeal. And I think this may have not only an impact on, you know, how many times we need to deliver certain things, but it's also environmentally. We have to think about it because the amount of shipping boxes and containers that go into these piecemeal orders is not trivial. And so much so that Amazon has really started re-examining this and trying to make this more efficient. And all of us collectively as a society, we need to rethink about this because the more boxes we order, the more boxes need to be disposed of, and the more not only the logistical challenge, but it's also environmentally not very sound practice to keep ordering one box at a time.
Thanks for the call, Scott, at 800-642-1234. Venki Shankar is with us from Texas A&M. We're talking about shopping, shipping, and schlepping things from one place to another. Back to your calls now. Bruce is with us in Fond du Lac. Bruce, hi.
Yes, I'm 74 and been on the road since 1968. Long-haul trucking is what I've been involved in. And you're not going to be able to meet anything with the lossage of the drivers that are coming. It's continuing. It's getting worse. The reason for not being able to deliver things is how do you get them from point A to point B? It's great, these distribution centers, but they can't. If you can't get the product in, how do you get the product out?
And Bruce, are you seeing a lot of drivers retiring these days or getting out of the business even before they would, you know, be retirement age?
Yes, a lot of guys get in and the turnover rate's probably of a new driver. You're lucky where we used to say after a year, if you had 4%, you were okay.
Wow.
Now, I don't think now it's a tough life. I mean, my wife has put up with what's going on for our years of marriage, but she's rare. I mean, think about it. You leave home, sometimes you don't know when you're coming back home. You get sick on the road. I got sick on the road. Luckily, I was with a very large company, and they took care of me. But I was still out of work for almost 6 months.
Wow.
From getting
Bruce,
sick.
Thanks for sharing that story. I'm glad it worked for you and your wife. Venki, how big a problem could this be, a shortage of drivers? And I know some companies, I think including Amazon, are thinking, hey, what about this driverless stuff that's coming down the pipeline?
Absolutely, Rob. You've hit the nail on the head. First of all, Bruce, thanks a lot for the years of service you put in. And I think people like you are so valuable members, and we now feel the importance of you drivers. And as Rob pointed out, we're looking to a future where we would see the trucking industry in particular is going to be affected the most by AI and automation, self-driving car and self-directed vehicles. We are expecting about 55% of the workforce in the trucking industry to be replaced by automation. And so in the next 10 to 15, maybe in 20 years, and that represents a significant shift. And that would also impact on maybe the relationships that companies have, because the truckers, the drivers, they used to be the last mile deliverers who will actually I had this sense of warm smile and handshake and before COVID, and that used to build relationships. Now it could be very robotic and autonomous when you have this autonomous vehicle. So very, very interesting times ahead.
Thanks again for that call, Venky. What are you watching for? Here we are, 2021. Hopefully we'll put the pandemic behind us in the near future. What changes are going to stick around, do you think?
I think, as I said before, retailing has changed forever. Certain things like omnichannel retailing is here forever. And our convenience is king. So we've learned that ordering online and was initially, we never ordered, most of us at least didn't order groceries online. Now that you got used to it, we may not go back again. We may go back to the store, but we may go in limited amounts for certain trips and so on. Department stores and apparel shops, they are going to close down. They already, you know, we know 40 main big box retailers declared bankruptcy in 2020, and many of them may not be coming back, at least in the same numbers. So we're going to see very few stores. Even the malls are going to be repurposed. We see many of the mall anchor tenants of department stores being replaced by, you know, fulfillment centers, micro fulfillment centers, data centers, and also digitally native or direct to consumer brands opening their own stores. So we're going to see a lot of those changes. But what is particularly
Venky, I'm going to have to jump in and leave it there. We are out of time. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome, Rob, and I appreciate it. I enjoyed it.
That's Venky Shankar from Texas A&M talking about the change in the way we shop.